while U.S. troops are engaged in a complete withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top defense leaders gave no answers to lawmakers on how to solve several lingering problems.
We're here and we're working on it. I'm of the opinion this should have been resolved before you announced you were leaving.
Unanswered questions include, how will the U.S. continue to train its Afghan partners?
We are still doing, you know, planning on how we would be able to provide, you know, the type of support that's necessary, you know, from an over-the-horizon posture.
And where to base American forces so military and intelligence assets can continue identifying and taking out regional terror threats.
We have to maintain what's called access, basing, and overflight, and those are the discussions that we're having.
Virtually all members of Congress at the hearing wanted the Pentagon to quickly find a way to provide special immigrant visas to Afghans who helped U.S. personnel. Roughly 18,000 Afghans have applied for these visas out of fear the Taliban will kill them once the U.S. has left. Congressman Jason Crow's Afghan colleague was murdered by the Taliban in January.
Assassins jumped out and gunned him down in front of his son. A couple of weeks later, his eldest son received this death threat from the Taliban. He and many others like him will soon die unless we act.
Members from both political parties said the withdrawal is the right thing to do after years of military stalemate.
You cannot tell me that after 20 years that doing the same thing for another 1, 2, 5, or 10 would have changed that. So we would have been asking people to die to not accomplish anything.
But other Republicans and Democrats worry the Taliban, which still has ties to al-Qaeda, may overrun the Afghan government without a U.S. military presence.
I'm really concerned that we're turning the country over to people who have every intent to develop an ability to come back and attack the United States.
If the government falls, many fear the U.S. military may need to re-enter the country, costing an unknown number of American dollars and lives to reestablish bases and retake territory. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.